非常欢迎我们的朋友、亲戚、弟兄姐妹来参加我们今晚的布道聚会。
We sincerely welcome our friends and family to come and attend our evangelical service tonight.
现在请我们大家一起低头默祷，来预备我们的心。
Let us all bow our heads in one accord to prepare our hearts.
阿们，奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今晚的布道聚会，我们一起唱诗236首。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our evangelical service tonight. Let's sing hymn 236. Remain standing, bow our heads in a silent prayer.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢您，赞美您。
Our true and loving Father, we thank and praise you.
感谢您带领我们进入最后一晚的布道聚会。
Thank you for leading us into the last night of our evangelical service.
天父真神，你爱我们，你总是要让给我们有一个新的开始。
Our heavenly Father and true God, you love us, thus you wish to give us a new start.
有时候我们进入一个新的环境，我们觉得陌生，甚至觉得害怕。
Sometimes we enter into a new environment and we feel afraid and we feel that we do not know the surroundings.
但是我们其实是常常需要一个新的开始。
Actually, often we need a new beginning.
所以我们常常期盼着所谓新年的来到。
So many a times we hope and anticipate for the new year.
因为我们希望在新的一年能够有新的开始。
Because we hope that when the new year arrives, we get a new beginning.
其实我们真正想要的是能够有一个新的突破。
Actually, we hope to have a new breakthrough.
这样子我们有新的盼望，新的理想。
So that in this way, we have new hope and new plans.
在圣经里头也常常提到这个新这个字眼。
In the Bible, often it also refers to this word, new.
最重要的就是借着主耶稣基督，你要赐给我们新的生命。
Most importantly is to rely on Jesus Christ so that you can give us a new life.
有了新的生命，我们就有了新的盼望。
With a new life, we have new hope.
我们对我们的生活，对我们的生命的意义，将有一番新的认识，新的体验。
And with our lives, we furthermore have a new understanding, new experience.
主啊，我们感谢您，让我们能够在这里，一起来学习道理。
Lord, we thank that you give us the opportunity to come to learn your words.
我们也感谢您，让您将新的生命来赐给我们这些信靠的人。
And we thank you for giving us this new life to all that believe in you.
所以我们也很愿意在这里来分享。让我们的亲戚朋友他们也能够来领受这新生命的体验。
So we are willing to share this new life and new understanding with our friends and family.
所以我们恳求您施恩祝福带领我们晚上的布道聚会。
So we kindly request that you please abide with us and bless the service tonight.
也恳求你的恩惠能够常常的充满在我们在座的每一个人的生活里头。
And may your blessings and grace abide with all of us who are here today.
我们这样子的祷告祈求，愿主耶稣您垂听成全。
We pray in this way, please hear our prayers.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all the glory, praises, and thanksgiving be given unto your name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在今晚布道之前，我们请圣何西教会的诗班来献诗赞美神。
Prior to our service tonight, we would like to ask the San Jose Choir to come and present some hymns.
非常感谢诗班给我们做这么美好的诗歌的分享。
We thank God that the choir shared with such a wonderful hymn with us.
我也非常高兴的再次的奉主耶稣的圣名在这里跟大家一起来分享主耶稣救人的福音。
And I am very glad to once again, in the name of Jesus Christ, come and share.The blessings of the Lord with all of you.
我们很多人在生活当中都会遇到有瓶颈的时候。
Many of us in our lives will encounter times of difficulty.
就必须要有一个转捩点来突破这个困难。
And there must be a turning point to overcome this difficulty.
有时候学生在课业上他有了这个瓶颈。
And sometimes a student on their work, their schoolwork, they encounter these difficulties.
所以他必须要能够去突破，他才能够在学业上能够继续的来进步。
And the student must break through and overcome this so that they can improve in their schoolwork.
做事业的人有时候也会遇到事业上的瓶颈的时刻，困难的时刻。
For those who are in the workforce, will also encounter times of difficulty.
有时候我们的家庭也会遇到困难的时刻的时候。
And sometimes our family also will encounter these times.
所以这个困难实在是充满在每一个人的生活里头，每一个团体里头。
So these difficult times often surround many of our lives or many of our community lives.
所以很多的时候，我们实在需要这个转捩点。
So many times we actually need a turning point.
那什么会带来转捩点呢？
And what can bring us this turning point?
常常是因为我们遇到了一个人。
Often it's when we encounter a person.
或者我们遇到了一个特殊的事情，或者甚至是物品。
Or if we encountered something special or a special event or even something material.
那在遇见的时候，很重要的就是我们要知道去把握。
And when we encounter these things, we must learn how to grasp onto it.
我想我们用一个实际的例子，我们可能更容易去体会。
So I think if I use an actual example, we will be able to understand it better.
我们请来参考圣经列王记下第五章。
Let's refer to the Bible, 2 Kings, chapter 5.
旧约圣经463页，列王记下第五章第一节。
Old Testament, 2 Kings, chapter 5, verse 1.
第一节，亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大，因为神曾借着他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。
Verse 1. Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram.He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given him victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy.
这一节很简单，也很详细的来介绍了一个人叫乃曼。
This verse is very simple, and yet it also introduces us to a person named Naaman.
这个乃曼是亚兰人的将军，也是英雄。
And this person, Naaman, was the commander and a hero of the people of Aram.
因为他是一个常胜的将军。
But because he was a victorious commander.
所以他是众人所羡慕的一个成功的人。
So he was those that the mass would often admire as someone who was successful.
他应该有一个非常漂亮的人生。
And he should have actually a very beautiful life.
但是人世间就是这样子，常常完美当中总是会带着一点点的瑕疵。
But often in the world, we find that in perfection, there is usually some flaw.
那乃曼的这个瑕疵啊，它不是一个小瑕疵，是一个很大的遗憾。
And this little problem that he had is actually very pitiful.
因为他得了一个这个麻风病啊，是没有办法医治的。
Because he had leprosy, which is something that was incurable.
这个疾病而且会慢慢的吞噬了他的生命。
And this disease will gradually take his life.
我们的人生，我们的遭遇，常常也是这个样子。
Our life and what we face often is so.
这是乃曼元帅在他的生命里头他必须要去突破的。
This is something in Naaman's life that he must break through.
以他的身份，当然他可能看过最有名的医生。
With his status, he probably went to the best well-known doctors.
以他的财力，他可能花了一大笔的钱。
And with the wealth he had, he probably spent much on medical expense.
但是他还是需要在他的人生里头有一个转捩点。
But he still needed a turning point in his life.
第二节，
Verse 2.
先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳掠的一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。
Now bands from Aram had gone out and had taken captive of a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife.
在过去的战争里头，得胜的会抢夺财物，甚至抢夺人口。
In the battles in history, often those who are victorious will take captive of the people that they had overcome.
这里提到有个女孩，因为她的国家战败了，她被抓来。来服侍乃曼的妻子。
So here it mentions a young girl because the country was defeated, so she came and became a servant in Naaman's household.
她或许本来也有一个温暖快乐的家庭。
And this girl probably also came from a warm, harmonious family.
但是一场的战争，她就丧失了这所有的幸福。
But because of war, she lost all the harmony that she had.
这也是人生的一个写照。
This is often what life is.
就因为一件事情，把我们整个生活都完全打乱了。
With one incident, it could ruin our entire life.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他对你主人说，巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。
She said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy.
这实在是一个非常好的女孩。
This is indeed a very good girl.
她心中看起来是没有怨恨。
She has no hatred in her.
照说她的主人，她的女主人就是他们国家的敌人。
Because when you think about it, the master is actually the enemy of her country.
但是她所看到的是主人生活当中的痛。
But what she saw was the pain that the master had to endure in his life.
相信这也大大的影响了一对这个美满幸福的婚姻。
So this probably deeply impact a harmonious marriage that they had.
每当乃曼看到自己身上的麻风病，他就绝望了。
Whenever Naaman saw the leprosy on his body, he probably felt hopeless.
这个女孩呢，对女主人说，有一个转捩点。
But this little girl told her mistress that there is a turning point.
到我的国家，我的故乡那里，那里有先知，一定可以医好我的主，这个我的男主人。
If you go to my country, my hometown, there is a prophet who can definitely cure this disease.
这个乃曼，他真的能够有这个转捩点吗
？And can Naaman actually have this turning point?
这个乃曼在无路可走的情形之下，他听了这个小女孩这个。这个女孩子的建议。
Facing the end of the road, Naaman listened to the suggestion of this little girl.
他真的向国王请了假，他真的带了大批的礼物要去撒玛利亚见先知。
And he actually asked and requested that he can go from the king and took gifts with him to go see the prophet.
请我们跳过来看第九节。
Let's refer on to verse 9.
于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙家，站在门前。
So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house.
大老远的，一路的奔波的，真的来到了先知所住的地方。
So through a long journey, he actually came to the front door of the house.
这是他的希望。
This was his hope.
这是他人生的一个很重要的转捩点。
This was the most important turning point of his life.
因为他的病可能能够得到医治。
Because his illness would probably get cured.
第十节。
Verse 10.
伊丽莎打发一个使者对乃曼说：“你去在约旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉就必复原，而得洁净。”
Elisha sent a messenger to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed."
伊丽莎给乃曼一个方法。
So Elisha gave Naaman a choice, an option.
如果你是乃曼，你的反应是怎样
？If you were Naaman, what would your reaction be?
伊丽莎这个先知并没有亲自出来见客人。
This prophet Elisha did not come out personally to greet his guests.
不是一个普通的客人啊，是一个战胜国的将军。
And this was no ordinary guest. He was someone who conquered their country.
十一节
Verse 11.
乃曼却发怒走了，说我想他必定出来见我，站着求告主他的神的名，在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。
But Naaman went away angry and said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy.
我相信我们很多的人的反应会跟乃曼一样。
I believe many of us would probably have the same reaction to Naaman.
竟然没有出来迎接我。
How could he not come out to greet me?
而且给我的一个，这是什么方法？
And what kind of solution is this?
啊，原来在乃曼的心目中，他的所谓的转捩点呢，也把神包括进来了。
So actually, in this turning point of Naaman's, he actually brought God into the picture.
是的，神是我们生活当中所需要的这个照啊，来带给我们转捩点的一个重要的因素。
And indeed, God is a very important figure that can be brought into this turning point in our life.
啊，这是我们常常会忽略掉的。
And this is often something that we overlook.
我们常常只在乎人。
Many a times we care very much about a person.
谁能够让我有一个突破？
Who is it that can allow me this breakthrough?
有什么事情能够让我来突破？
What can actually let me have this breakthrough?
啊，这个乃曼他把神包括进来了。
So Naaman brought God in.
啊，他是一个聪明人。
He was a man of wisdom.
十二节。
Verse 12.
大马色的河亚巴拿和华尔法岂不比以色列一切的水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气愤愤的转身去了。
Are not Abana and Pharpar the rivers of Damascus better than any of the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed?So he turned and went off in a rage.
伊丽莎给他的方法看起来是不很合逻辑的，这个不很合理的。
The solution that Elisha posted was seemed to be not logical, illogical.
这个先知竟然没有出来为乃曼祷告。
This prophet did not actually personally come out to pray for Naaman.
他是一个先知，他竟然好像没有在依靠神。
If he was a prophet, he wasn't really doing what he should be doing, relying on God.
那竟然叫他到约旦河去沐浴七回。
He would actually tell Naaman to go into the Jordan of River and cleanse himself there.
乃曼说：“我国家里头这两条大河，难道不会比约旦河还要干净吗？”
So Naaman thought these two rivers in my country shouldn't any of these be better than the River of Jordan.
如果要在河里沐浴，我干嘛老远跑到这里来？
If I was to just wash myself in the river, why would I come this long journey to come to your country?
啊，将军生气有理。
So he had a point in the fact that he was angry.
啊，所以他转身就要走了。
So he turned his back and started to walk off.
十三节。
Verse 13.
他的仆人进前来对他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？
Naaman's servants went to him and said, My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?
啊，我们在遇到事情的时候啊，千万要冷静，不要生气。
When we encounter matters, we often must calm ourselves and not get angry.
其实这个仆人的一个建议啊，是一个很简单的原理。
Because when you look at the servant's suggestion, it is a very simple suggestion.
如果要你花很大笔的钱，你为了病，你也是愿意花。
Because he said if for example, if they wanted you to spend lots of money to cure your illness, you would do it.
你来这里不是就是为了这个麻风病吗？
Didn't you come all this way here for your leprosy?
你不是来就是愿意要试试看吗？
Didn't you come just to try it out?
而且要你做的是一个轻而易举的事情。
And this matter is something that is so simple to do.
哇，这个是很简单的一个道理。
This is a very simple debate.
啊，这个这么聪明的这个将军呢、啊，在生气之下，他一时竟然没有想到这么简单的道理。
And this commander that has so much wisdom at the time of rage could not even think of this.
啊，所以生气啊，常常让一个聪明人变成愚笨的人。
So many a times during rage, a wise person becomes foolish.
啊，所以我们互相勉励，生活当中遇到事情要冷静，不要生气。
So let's mutually encourage one another to calm down when we are under immense anger.
啊，生气总是会破坏了好的事情。
Because rage will often ruin something that is good.
大将军气在头上，有谁敢去跟他啰嗦？
So when the commander is under rage, how would anyone dare to go speak to him?
啊，在那个时代是可以说拉出去斩了。
In those days, they could take the person out and be executed.
啊，但是这个仆人他实在也很爱他的主人。
But the servant actually truly loved his master. 啊，
那这个乃曼呢、啊，他冷静下来想一想。
So Naaman calmed down and reflected on this.
是啊。这是简单的道理。
It's indeed true. This is a very simple logic.
14节。
Verse 14.
于是乃曼下去照着神人的话在约旦河里沐浴七回他的肉复原好像小孩子的肉他就洁净了。
So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan seven times as the man of God had told him and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy.
很奇妙的照着先知所告诉他的去做他真的得着了医治。
Miraculously following the advice of the prophet, he was cured.
乃曼他的反应是怎样？
What was Naaman's reaction?
15节。
Verse 15.
乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。求你现在收点仆人的礼物。
Now Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. Please accept now a gift from your servant.
啊，乃曼他不但得医治，而且他还认识了这一位创造宇宙万物的独一真神。
Not only was Naaman cured, but he also got to know this God who created the universe.
这是乃曼一生当中的一个最重要的转捩点。
This was the most important turning point in Naaman's entire life.
啊，如何能够有这一个这么美好的转捩点呢
？And how was he able to get such a wonderful turning point?
啊，他真的是遇到了人。
He actually met a person.
遇到了这一位使女。
He met this young girl.
他遇到了国王，愿意让他请假。
He met this king who was willing to let him take time off.
还有在那个他本来就要回去了，这个仆人来给他一个好的建议。
And he also met the servant that gave him such a wonderful suggestion just when he was about to leave.
那当然，这里头这是神的作为。
And of course, we know that within all this is the work of God.
所以才能够有乃曼一生当中的一个这个最好最重要的转捩点。
And that is why he was allowed this wonderful turning point in his life.
我们也常常在生活当中需要有转捩点。
Many a times in our lives, we also need a turning point.
还有一个最重要的转捩点是我们大家所需要的。
And there's furthermore a more important turning point that we all need.
那我们先再来稍微看一下这一个故事。
But for now, let's first take a look at the story.
你觉得在这个故事里头最大对人来讲最大的挑战是什么
For you, what would you think is the most of the challenging in the story?
方法
It's the solution.
以利沙先知跟他讲你到约旦河沐浴七回
Elisha told the prophet, go to the river Jordan and wash yourself seven times.
这乃曼他不能够接受。
And Naaman was unable to accept this.
如果他就真的回去了，他就仍然还是一个麻风病者。
If he actually turned away and went home, he would still be a leprosy,
a leper person. 先记得这一点。
So let's first remember this point.
要有一个转捩点，对我们最大的挑战是慌慌。
In order to have a turning point, usually the challenge in front of us is the method.
好，那什么是人人所需要的最重要的转捩点跟突破？
So what kind of turning point or breakthrough must we all need?
而且是最重要的。
And that of most high importance.
就是生命的转捩点。
That is the turning point of our life.
我们要拥有一个新的生命。
We need to have a new life.
那我的意思就是说我们都有一个旧的生命。
So what I'm referring to is that all of us have an old life.
那为什么这个旧的生命必须要成为新的生命？
And why is it that this old life must become this new life?
因为这个旧的生命它是一个有罪的生命。
Because this old life is filled with sin.
它只能够在地上生活。
This old life can only live in the world.
它不能够将来不能够回到神的身边，回到天上生活。
It cannot return at a later date to God or to the side of God.
因为神的天国那才是一个真正的完美完整的一个最好的地方。
Because God's heavenly heaven is actually the most perfect and most beautiful place to be.
有罪的人是不能够到那里去的。
A person with sin cannot enter that place.
每一个民族都有他们一些很简短、很有智慧的话。
Every culture has their own short saying or something that is a wise saying.
很简短、但是是充满着智慧。
It could be very short, but it is filled with wisdom.
那是生活的累积跟观察而做的结论。
And that is often at times accumulated from the experiences of a person's life.
我在台湾生活了28年才来美国。
I personally lived in Taiwan for 28 years before moving into the U.S.
所以我绝大部分的文化背景是这个台湾的背景。
So for the most part of my life, my culture came from Taiwan.
有几句话我不晓得为这几句话是怎么产生的、但是我觉得是真的是人生很多的经验的累积。
And there are some phrases that they often say, and I do not know where the phrases come from, but I truly believe that they came from experiences of a person's life.
有一天 A 对 B 说，我以为 C 是好人，结果他骗了我，他害了我，他是一个坏人。
So for example, one day, person A said to person B, I thought that person C was a good person, but actually person C lied and was not a good person.
这个 B 就对 A 说你不知道这天下乌鸦是一般的黑。
So this person B would say to person A, didn't you know that all the crows in the world are all the same and they are all black?
意思就是说 C 是坏人。
Which is also to say that person C is an evil person.
那我们两个其实我们也好不到哪里，我们也是坏人。
And it is also to say that you and I, A and B, were actually not any better.
因为天下的乌鸦一般的黑，我们也是一样是黑的。
Because all the crows in the world are black, and we are also among that.
还有一句话说，鼻孔朝下的没有一个好人。
There's also the saying that those with nostrils facing downward,There is no one person good that can be found.
意思就是说我们大家都是罪人。
Which is also to say that all of us are sinners.
另外一个说法说，这天底下有两个，只有两个好人。
There's another saying that says that there are only two people in the world that are good.
一个还没有出生，一个已经死了。
One has not been born yet, and the other has already died.
意思就是说凡是活过的人 都不是好人，都是罪人。
Which is to say that all those who are living are all sinners.
这个真的是对人生有很多的观察累积而来的。
And all these phrases came from an accumulation of life's experiences.
那圣经告诉我们的正是这样子。
And what the Bible tells us indeed reflects this.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
圣经更进一步的让我们知道这罪是怎么来的。
The Bible furthermore allows us to understand where this sin came from.
所以我们最需要的，每一个人都需要的一个最重要的转捩点，就是从这个有罪的生命来成为一个新的生命，没有罪的生命。
So the most important turning point that all of us need is to transform from a person that has sin to a new life without sin.
我们的朋友，今天主耶稣让你遇见了真耶稣教会的人，所以邀请你来到这里。
And for our friends, it is because the Lord allowed you to have friends that are in the True Jesus Church and have invited you to come.
不但这样子，要让你来到这里遇见耶稣。
Not only so, but your friend invited you to come to know this God.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life.
主耶稣要给我们方法。
Jesus wishes to show us the way.
这是唯一的方法。
This is the only path.
这是跟生命有关的方法。
This is a method that has a direct relation to life.
因为是绝对的，所以叫做也叫做真理。
And because it is absolute, that is why it is called truth.
记得在第一个晚上布道机会，我就已经讲过圣经给我们如何来信耶稣的方法。
I remember on the first night of our evangelical service, I mentioned that the Bible gives us this one way.
那我还没有跟大家介绍那个方法。
And I have not yet introduced this way to all of you.
在几分钟前我也才提醒大家，方法对我们来讲是一个最大的挑战。
And as I've mentioned a few moments ago, that usually the method is the greatest challenge for us.
就好像乃曼一样，用他的理性，他一开始他是没有办法去接受以利沙给他的方法。
Just like Naaman, in the beginning, he was unable to accept this method using his logic.
大概是因为我的背景啊，我一直觉得这个方法是一定要的，是而且是很重要的。
And it could be due to my background, where I would think that this method is needed and it is a must.
我用我的生活经验来跟你分享，帮助你去帮，希望能够帮助你了解。
So I would like to share with you my life experiences so that we can help each other understand.
在还没有当传道之前，我学的是化学工程，化学工程是我的专业。
Before becoming a full-time minister, I actually learned, my studies in school was chemical engineering.
所以我曾经在化学工厂的当过这个工厂的这个现场生产的工程师。
So I was actually an engineer and I worked in a chemical factory.
我们有很多人每一天都要洗头，对不对？
And as we all know, many of us often wash our hair.
你洗头的时候一定会用洗发精。
And when you wash your hair, you will always use shampoo.
这个洗发精是液体的，但是它有粘稠性。
And this shampoo is liquid, but it has a formation.
有点 sticky,
it sticks.
你有没有想过，如果洗发精就像水一样，这样水水的
？Have you thought that if this shampoo was just like water, liquidy?
那你用起来就很不方便。
Then it would be difficult for you to use.
不好控制那个量啊。
It would be hard for you to adjust how much flow that it would come out.
我们现在用的这个洗发精用起来很方便。
And this shampoo that we use is very convenient.
啊，有一次啊，我们有一个反这个反应槽，啊，三公吨的反应槽，它所出来的产品啊，就会像洗发精一样，是液体的，但是有粘稠性。
So once we had this this
reaction tank
that came and provided this solution that came out, which also had the stickiness to it.
啊，有一天这个操作员啊跑来跟我讲。
So once the operator of that tank came and told me.
说我们今天反应槽这个产品啊好像怪怪的。
He said today for some reason this tank is working kind of strange.
啊，我去看的时候啊。那个产品应该那个产品变成是水水的。
So when I went to take a look, the product inside became very fluid, liquidy.
那还飘了一些咸浮物啊，就好像蛋花汤的那个蛋花。
And it also has some foreign objects floating on it that looked kind of like a soup with egg beaten into it.
啊，我看了脸都黑了。
So when I saw it, I started to turn pale.
啊，我就说把你们的操作程序拿给我看。
And I said, give me the manual of how you came to this process.
啊，我们有那个标准的操作程序。
And we have a standard format of how to operate the machine.
啊，这些操作员要照着那个程序啊，虽然他们做过很多次，每一次都一样，要啊这个时间这个顺序都要抄下来。
And the operators often at times, even though they've handled it many times, they usually have to write down the time and what they've done.
我说你们真的是照着这个标准操作这样来操作吗？
So I asked them, did you really follow the standard procedure?
他们说是啊，这个做过好几次了。
And they replied, yes, we've done this many times.
我再问一次，真的是这样子吗？
So I asked again, did you really follow this?
另外其中一个就讲话了。
And so one of them spoke up.
他说我们加了 A 之后要加 B 的时候，我们发现说这个 B 的原料啊，我们少领了50磅。
So then he said, when we added A product A, and then we were to add this chemical B into it, we were lacking 50 pounds of it.
那其中有一个就赶快再去领这个 B 的原料。
So one of them went to try to retrieve more of this product B.
本来 A 加 B 啊，要让它搅拌半个小时。
And actually, the procedure was to mix A and B together for about half an hour.
啊，然后再把 C 加进去。
And then add another product C.
啊，继续搅拌5个小时。
And continue to mix it for about 5 hours.
这其中的另外的操作员为了节省时间。
And because one of the operators wanted to save time.
啊，一个去领 B 的时候啊，他就把 C 给先加进去。
When the person went to retrieve B.The other operator added C into the mixture.
啊，然后再把这个 B 加进去。
And then later on, added B back into the mixture.
我说，这就是问题的所在。
So I said to them, "This is where the problem is."
啊，现在这个变成废料，要处理废料头更大。
Because now it's just waste, and to get rid of this waste is a headache.
他们抓抓头说，怎么会这样子？
So they scratch their heads and they wonder, why is it so?
我说这就是为什么我是工程师，你是操作员。
And I said to them, this is the reason why I'm the engineer and you're just the operator.
好，我们想想看，在人世间的事情啊，这个方法已经是这么的重要，你就是必须这样子来。
And as we know, often at times in our lives, this method is just this clear and simple. You have to do it in this way.
那更何况说有关我们生命的事情。
So furthermore, if the method has direct relations to our life,
如果我们真的要拥有一个新的生命，
if we truly wish to have a new life,
我们真的是要照着神给我们的方法。
We must rely on the method that God provides to us.
我就提其中两个很重要的事情。
So I mentioned two important points.
请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章第五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音三章第五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
我说过，没有新的生命是不能够进入神的国的。
And as I've mentioned, without a new life, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
那如何能够拥有这新的生命呢？
And how do we obtain this new life?
在这里主耶稣也用生这个字眼。
And here, Jesus also used the word born.
所以主耶稣说要从水和圣灵来生。
So he said to be born of the water and the Spirit.
这个就在讲到水的洗跟圣灵的洗。
So this refers to the baptism of the water and the baptism of the Spirit.
要这样子借着水和圣灵的重生来得着新的生命。
And using this rebirth of water and Spirit to obtain this new life.
这个是跟生命有关的方法。
This is a method that directly relates to our life.
这带给我们人生最重要的转捩点。
This brings to us the most important turning point in our life.
好，我们请也来参考使徒行传十一章。
Let's also refer to the book of Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章十八节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 18.
众人听见这话就不言语了，只归荣耀以神，说这样看来神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命了。
When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, so then God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life.
这里所谓的外邦人就是非犹太人。
And the Gentiles here refer to those that are non-Jew.
这里说这些非犹太人，他们也能够悔改信耶稣而来得着生命。
So these non-Jews can also repent and also be given life.
就是从有罪的生命来成为没有罪的生命。
Which is to come from a life of sin into a life without sin.
所以这里用的字眼是得生命。
So the phrase that was used here was to come into life.
那十八节又说到说，那众人就不讲话了。
So as we see also in verse 18, it says that they have not said anything further.
其实他们一开始是在辩论。
So actually prior to this, they were debating.
本来犹太人认为说这个得救恩只是犹太人的。
Because at that time, the Jews thought that this salvation belongs only to the Jews.
我们请看十一章的第一节。
Let's refer to chapter 11, verse 1.
使徒和在犹太的众弟兄听见外邦人也领受了神的道。
The apostles and the brothers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God.
我们注意一下，这里不是说他们听了神的道，是说他们领受了神的道。
As we can further look at this, it says that they received the word of God, not that they've just heard it.
所以这个神的道不但是用听的，而且要可以领受。
So the word of God is not something that we just hear, it is something that we must also take in.
领受那个水的洗跟圣灵的洗。
To receive the baptism of water and the baptism of the Spirit.
第二节。
Verse 2.
及至彼得上了耶路撒冷，那些奉割礼的门徒和他争辩。
So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him.
他们当时在争辩着说，怎么可以让这些非犹太人来领受救恩？
So they were debating on how they can allow these non-Jews to receive salvation.
那经过了一番的讨论之后呢，十八节就是结论。
So after a long debate,Verse 18 was their conclusion.
就是我第一天讲到，主耶稣的神给我们的礼物是普世性的礼物。
Which is what I've mentioned on the first day, that the gift from God is for everyone.
是 universal gift.
It is a universal gift.
好，那到这个第一节说他们领受了神的道。
So in verse 1 it says that they have received the word of God.
我们看当时的记载最清楚最明了。
So as we look at the records in those days, it is the most clear.
什么叫做领受了神的道？
What does it mean to receive the word of God?
啊，真的就是我所说的领受这个水洗跟圣灵的洗吗？
Is it really like what I've mentioned, which is to receive the baptism of water, the baptism of spirit?
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第十章，啊，在前十一章的前面，第十章四十四节。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 10, verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message.
这里说圣灵降在听到的人身上。
Here it mentions the Holy Spirit came on to those who heard the message.
45节。
45.
那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人的身上，就都稀奇。
The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles.
这是看得见的。
This is something that they can see.
这些人看见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上。
They saw with their eyes that the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured onto the Gentiles.
再看46节。
Verse 46.
因为听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God.
看见而且听见了，听见他们讲这个奇异的舌音。
So they saw this and they heard that they were speaking in this unknown language.
47节。
47.
于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
彼得说，他们领受圣灵跟我们一样。
So Peter said that these people received the Holy Spirit just like us.
因为他们看见了，他们也听见了。
Because they saw it and they heard it.
所以彼得就为他们说我们要为他们施洗。
So that is why Peter said that we must baptize them.
48节。
So 48.
就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗，他们又请彼得住了几天。
So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, that they asked, then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days.
这样我们整个把它连贯起来。
So we're all connecting these phrases and passages.
11章的第一节说他们领受了神的道。
In chapter 11, verse 1, it says that they had received the word of God.
就是他们领受了圣灵，领受了洗礼。
Which is that they've received water baptism and they've received the baptism of the Spirit.
那11章的18节就说，那他们也得着了生命。
And then in verse 18 of chapter 11, it says, now they have also received life.
所以这是神给我们的很重要的方法。
So this is a very important method that God has given us.
所以我们在座如果有基督徒的朋友，这里很清楚，得圣灵跟领受洗礼，这是两回事。
So those of us who are also Christian friends here, it clearly states here that those who receive the Holy Spirit is another matter from being baptized.
那领受圣灵在使徒行传十章四十六节很清楚的听见他们讲方言，讲那奇异的舌音。
And receiving the Holy Spirit clearly states in verse 46 that they heard them speaking in tongue.
洗礼要照圣经里头所说的一洗。
And with baptism, we must do it in accordance with the Bible, which is one time.
或许你也受过洗礼。
And perhaps you've also been baptized.
但是你可能所受的洗礼不是奉主耶稣的名的洗。
But perhaps the baptism you received was not in the name of Jesus Christ.
你可能不是在天然的活水里头的洗礼。
You may have not been baptized in natural living water.
你可能不是接受的不是面向下的洗礼。
You may not have been baptized with your face downward.
还有你所受的洗礼并没有圣灵的见证。
And the baptism you received may not have the presence of the Holy Spirit as your witness.
所以啊，你的洗礼只是叫你悔改信耶稣，并没有耶稣宝血赦罪的功效。
So the baptism you received was for you to repent and turn to God, but it may not have the cleaning of your sin.
如果你觉得我所说的这些真的那么重要吗？
Do you really feel that what I am saying is of true importance?
那你就记得我一直在强调方法 对我们是一个最大的挑战。
So just keep in mind, as I've emphasized, that often method is our greatest challenge.
啊，我举了乃曼的例子，举了我生活的例子，就是要帮助你再一次的去好好想一想，方法对你是不是一个很大的挑战。
I provided the example of Naaman, provided the example of my experience in my life to pose to you that the method is the way.
啊，但愿你真的遇到了主耶稣。
And I hope that you, all of you have truly met Jesus Christ.
我虽然很努力很用力的讲，你或许还不明白。
And I may try my best to say these things, but you might not still understand.
啊，但是主耶稣一定能够让你明白。
But Jesus will surely allow you to understand.
啊，你向主耶稣祷告，啊，你顺服主耶稣对你的带领。
Pray to the Lord and let Him guide you.
我们一起唱诗237首。
Let's all sing hymn 237. Please be seated.
那个洗礼的那个洗字啊，在啊英文叫 baptism 哈，那其实是来自于这个希腊文。
So we know that the word baptism actually derived from Latin.
Greek. 那它在本来它的字义啊，有啊包括几个意思。
So in this word, there's actually a few meaning.
啊，第一个意思就是把它放在水里头洗干净。
The first meaning is to submerge into the water to be clean.
啊，第二个意思是把它缓护的进入染料里头来改变它的颜色。
Another meaning is to put into dye which would change the color.
而且是要缓护的。
Repeatedly.
啊，它才会改变颜色。
So that the color will change.
啊，第三个意思是饱和充满。
And the third meaning is to preserve and to fill.
那所以用这个字眼啊，它真的是用得很恰当。
So this word is truly used to its full extent.
啊，借着洗礼，耶稣的宝血要洗净我们的罪。
Which is to cleanse our sins using baptism.
啊，领受圣灵，圣灵来帮助我们改变我们。
To receive the Holy Spirit, which allows us to be transformed.
我们都有个性。
We all have personalities.
说白一点，我们充满着罪性。
To be more direct, we all have sinful personalities.
我们必须要成为灵性，有灵性的人。
So we must become of those that have a spiritual life.
那所以我们要靠圣灵的帮助。
So we must rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
不是只有祷告一次，是要常常祷告。
Which is not to pray only once, but to pray often.
好像放入染料里头，你要多次的放入染料才会改变颜色。
Just like when you are put into dye multiple times, then the color changes.
我们常常为了我们的个性，我们觉得非常的懊恼。
Many a times we are regretful of our personalities.
大大的发脾气之后，才知道说，我实在不应该发脾气。
After showing rage, then we come back and realize that we shouldn't have done that.
伤害了我们最爱的人之后呢，说我真不应该。
After harming those that we love the most, we come back to think that we should not have done that.
带着充满着罪性的我们，真的是非常软弱，非常的脆弱。
So those with these sinful personalities, such as us, we are filled with weakness.
啊，所以主耶稣将他所应许的圣灵来赐给我们。
So the Lord wishes to give us this promised Holy Spirit.
啊，让我们能够靠着圣灵的帮助来改变我们自己。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can change ourselves.
啊，圣灵不但要帮助我们，圣灵也要充满我们。
Not only will the Holy Spirit help us, it will also fill us.
当我们被圣灵充满，我们真的 能够拥有那个真正的平安，真正的喜乐。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will have true joy and true peace.
被圣灵充满，我们也充满着属灵的智慧。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we also have spiritual wisdom.
啊，我们才真的能够来超越了这个世界上许许多多这些繁杂琐碎的啊的这些啊牵绊捆绑。
And we will be able to overcome these restrictions and confinements of the world.
我们才能够成为一个真正自由的人。
And then we can truly be a free person.
啊，所以我们现在要来做结束的祷告。
So now we are going to make our concluding prayer.
我们再一次的来祈求圣灵的浇灌，祈求圣灵的充满。
We once again asked for the downpour of the Holy Spirit and for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
So those of us who wish to receive laying hands, please come forward.
啊，我们祷告用最虔诚的态度，我们跪着。手合着，眼睛闭上。
When we pray, we use of the most pious attitude, which is to put our hands together and close our eyes.
啊，当然，如果可以的话，啊，用这样的态，这样的啊，这样来祷告。
And of course, if you are able to, please use this method.
啊，我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
啊，他是我们的独一的真神，是我们祷告祈求的对象。
He is our one true God. He is the object of who we are praying to.
哦，我们念出声音，念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
We speak out the words Hallelujah, praise the Lord. 哦，
他知道我们的需要。
He knows our needs.
啊，他愿意垂听我们的祷告。
And he is willing to receive our prayers.
他更愿意将圣灵来浇灌我们。
And he furthermore is willing to pour the Holy Spirit on us.
啊，像刚才我们所念的圣经节，他们就讲起奇异的舌音来。
Just as we've read in the verse that they started to speak in tongue.
我们在座有许多的弟兄姐妹都已经领受了圣灵。
Many of us here have already received the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以当你跪下来一起祷告的时候，你就会听到这些舌头跳动或剪动所发出来的声音。
So when we all kneel down to pray, you will hear the sounds coming from everyone, that is the movement of the tongue.
啊，这是弟兄姐妹已经领受圣灵了。
These come from those who have already received the Holy Spirit.
这是一个真实奇妙的体验。
This is a true and mysterious and amazing experience.
所以欢迎我们的亲戚朋友一起来做祷告。
So we welcome all our friends and family to come and pray with us.
我们现在同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.